Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Five community animal shelters in Estill, Hardin, Shelby, Harlan, and Warren counties were just recently approved for grants by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Foundation through its Animal Shelter Assistance Program. Carrie Brown, publication coordinator for the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, says this is the third year for the program.
It began with a cattleman in Boyle County, Jim Gage, and he was very active at the local level. He donated to his local animal shelter there and was just very interested in helping out across the state. So he agreed to make a donation of $5,000 for 3 years to kind of get the program started.
So, for example, the Estill County Animal Shelter in Irvin, which serves five counties, qualified for $750 to spay and neuter all animals that are adopted from their facility. Brown says shelters can make fund applications for a variety of uses.
It was for any animal shelters. We encouraged the county's cattlemen's associations to get involved, and they could do anything from spay-neuter programs to food, vaccinations. There's lots of different options for the animal shelters and how they can use this money if they are awarded one of the grants.
She says typically they get 25 to 30 applications each year. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association Publication Director, Carrie Brown, on the group's Animal Shelter Assistance Program now in its third year. She explains the connection.
Farmers understand more than anyone how important it is and how much work goes into taking care of animals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they really understand that and what needs to be done there.
Brown says other grants this year will be used for everything from a new roof on an outdoor kennel for the Vine Grove Shelter to funding more food for the Harlan County facility. Warren County got a grant for what they described as their low-cost, high-volume spay and neuter clinic.
They were awarded $750 to help with some equipment that they needed. They've got a brand new building down there that does spay and neuter, and it's a very busy place, and there's people coming and going, lots of people getting their animals spayed and neutered at that facility.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, lending a helping hand. That wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.